Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Razza Riffs with Keith Razza and Alan Lee right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, Rifters, Keith Razza here, and tonight our episode is sponsored by Gourmet Gift Connection. A Gourmet Gift Connection is the solution to gourmet gift giving. Gourmet Gift Connection offers customized gourmet gift boxes, gift baskets, and more that will impress your clients and recipes. They also specialize in creating corporate gifts and work around your budget. They also deliver, and they deliver nationwide and worldwide. For more information, please visit www.gourmetgiftconnection.com or email the president of the company, Lydia Jinks, at sales@gourmetgiftconnection.com. Now, back to the show. Hey, Alan Lee. How's it going, Pally?
Hey, Keith Razza. It's going very well. It's been a hot day, and I'm feeling good.
Yeah, man. It's been very hot.
It's a sauna.
Yeah.
It's like a living sauna.
Well, tonight is the last episode this season with Jeff Garcia is our guest,
yep.
And we have to get him on the phone quickly because he needs to leave by 7:30.
Okay. Well, let's give him a ring.
So we're going to call him right now. For those who don't know Jeff, he's an amazing stand-up
funny
comedian. He's been on Jimmy Neutron and Rio and Happy Feet.
Yeah, he's at the Brea. He's been at the Brea.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I don't like being the rush at the start of the show.
Well, you know, that's show business, man, and you and I have rushed out and picked up guests at the last minute, remember?
Yeah, that's true.
Yo.
Hey, Jeff. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, what up, man?
Not much. Thanks for doing the show, pal.
Hey, no problem, bro.
Yeah. So I know we're on a
show. I could be there, but it sucks you didn't do them on Tuesday. I was at my kids on Tuesdays.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Next year we want to do it on a Wednesday.
that I'm wide open.
So, Jeff, how are you, pal? I never see you anymore because I'm always here on Tuesdays.
Yeah, I know. And you don't do any real shows, so I don't see your ass either.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, tell him like it is.
No, the last time I saw Jeff was at second base. Jeff would always go in there and work out material, and
yeah.
It was awesome.
It wasn't that the perfect place? All the chicks walk around in bikinis, and you could take a chick there, and it was work?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Nice.
Do they still run shows there?
No.
Oh, man.
They had two owners there, the cool owner was bought out by the bitch owner.
Oh.
But you were there every week, and the thing that I really loved about it, because like I would go, like George would only book me. George Perez ran that room. He would only book me maybe once a month, but I would go all the time to watch comedy because I love comedy. And you were there every week, and then you just do like new stuff. So
not every week, but I tried to be there as much as I could to work out stuff.
Yeah, well, all the times I was there, I saw you. So.
Well, that little crowd was down, bro.
There you go.
So,
you know, they're a small crowd. They're a small-ass crowd, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was fun. Jeff, are you going to do the Autism Awareness Show this year?
They haven't called me for it, no.
Because we did it together last year, and that was a funny story. Remember Tom Green was supposed to – he was the headliner, but he wanted to go up first or something, and then
– No, he had to because he was doing a documentary on a comic that was dying.
Oh, was he?
No.
Yeah, so he had to fly out. Like his flight left at like 11:45.
Ouch. Yeah, I remember that.
That was a big show, though, wasn't it?
It was awesome. I remember it was so busy they had to get the fire people to, like, before they could start the show. You remember that?
Yeah, you want to hear some trivia about? Yeah, I remember that. You want to hear some trivia about that theater?
Yeah, the
that
Fox Theater for
down.
The folks at home. Wait, it closed.
Oh, yeah. Was it Santa Ana or Orange?
It was in Fullerton, I thought.
Is that one of those classic buildings?
Well, that theater is closed down.
Yeah.
They went in there and opened it up just for that one day. It's closed down again.
Wow.
Yeah. Is that a trip?
Yeah, that's a trip. It's like a historic building, too. So.
And I was wondering why they weren't checking us for alcohol or nothing. George's out there smoking.
Wait, George was what?
Out there smoking blunts right in the middle of the front of the cops and everything. They didn't even give a shit.
I think there was just too many people because they wanted to make sure everyone was, like, it was a... Didn't it become, like, a safety hazard? Because there's, like, 500, 600 people there.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I brought that up. But the problem is that it hadn't been fire-coded in over 7 years.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
That's what the problem is.
Wow.
So, They kept lighting up anyway.
Yeah, well, they started the show about an hour later, but yeah, but Jeff, you hosted it, and
yeah, I hosted.
Yeah, so but you also headlined for that community too.
Yeah, I did it the year before.
Yeah, so
but they said they wanted George to do more time because he's hosting.
Yeah, yeah, George is hilarious, man. So,
yeah, he's great.
So, Jeff, we have some Twitter questions, and I know we kind of have to rush through this because we want to respect your time. So is it okay if we take some Twitter questions?
Let's do it, man.
All right. Jeff, what was it like hosting Sheen Estevez on Jimmy Neutron?
Oh, that was such a cush job, man.
Yeah?
It was such a cush job because I had so many badasses around me.
Yeah.
Rob Paulson, he did like four of the voices of different characters in the show. And then Candy Milo was there. I had more pressure on me when we did the actual Jimmy Neutron, where Sheen came from.
Mm.
Because there's more pressure because, like, you had to, like, make the show, you know? When you're, like, the main voice of the show, it's chilled. Everybody works around you, so.
Yeah. You know what's interesting is I just noticed that your character's name was Sheen Estevez. That's kind of like Charlie Sheen Emilio Estevez.
That's the joke, yeah. You know what his middle name is?
No, what?
Shay.
Is it really?
Like Shay Rivera?
Yeah.
Oh. The freedom fighter, Mexican dude?
Wow. All right. So that's funny. Is that show still on?
Yeah, it's still there.
Oh, but there's like no new episodes and stuff? I mean...
No, we haven't taped in like 2-3 years, bro.
Yeah. Do you get asked that a lot? Like, do kids ask you that a lot?
Well, no, because remember, kids watch cartoons and they can watch the same thing over and over again. We can't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and what happens is, after the kids watch it over and over again, they grow up and start watching the older, like it's Carly and all those other like teen shows.
Right.
So the new generation comes in, so they can rerun them again. So people don't know if they're new or not.
Yeah. Well, that's still got. That's gotta be awesome.
Yeah, Jimmy Neutron just aired like about 20 episodes the other day, and people were asking, "Are you doing them again?" I'm like, "No, those are the ones we taped in 2005."
They thought it was a new season.
Yeah, I remember watching the movie. I saw the movie, but I didn't know it was a TV show until after I saw the movie. And
yeah,
so what's it like voicing over for movies and then on TV shows? Like, is it a different atmosphere? Like more rushed or?
Completely different. It depends on your director. Like, sometimes you have a really... Steve Odekirk, who's a comedian, by the way. Uh-huh. Very funny one, too. He's the one that directed Jimmy Neutron. And he was lax. He was like, I got what I want, but some directors you work for, you'll be there from 8 in the morning till 6 at night, every day.
Yeah.
For like a month.
Did you get to improvise anything, or was it like word-for-word
script? Oh, yeah, all the time.
Oh.
On Jimmy Neutron and Planet Sheen, we had a thing called the Crazy Path, where as long as they knew the writers had what they written, they would let us just do what we want to do.
Nice.
That's cool.
It would very rarely get used, but sometimes there'd be some gems in there they couldn't ignore.
Yeah, yeah. Like some funny stuff. And the thing is, like, it's for a kids' TV show, so the stuff you had to improvise had to be pretty clean, which is pretty cool.
Well, you know what we always did, though? We always try to make, because we, all the cast has kids.
Yeah.
So we always, you know when you have your kid, you have any kids, Robbie? No, I actually have any kids.
No, I don't. No.
Well, when you have a kid and you have to watch cartoons with them, you have to.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know, so we try to make it to where the parents are going, oh, that's funny, too, because we had to watch it with our kids, too.
That's actually very smart.
Yeah, I think so.
That's really smart, because, like, growing up, I used to watch this TV show called Johnny Bravo. Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got
a funny story about that show.
Yeah, let's hear it.
our head writer for Jimmy Neutron and for, I don't know if you remember a show called Barnyard.
Right, yeah, Barnyard, yeah. That was a movie, wasn't
it? I played the mouse on that one.
Oh.
And Jed Spingarn was our head writer, very, very talented writer. And he's telling me to sit down because I had an audition for Family Guy.
Wow.
And he was telling me, you know what happened is that we were going to get canceled, and the Nickelodeon, Johnny Bravo had 7 writers.
Yeah.
And he said, Jed, you got to fire all of them but one. And the only writer he kept was Seth MacFarlane.
Really?
Yeah, and that trip.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's
And none of those writers ever went anywhere, I don't think. I don't know. I don't really know their names, but everybody knows where Seth MacFarlane went.
Yeah, he went to... Yeah. That's awesome that you had an audition for Family Guy, though. That's like a...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what was the audition like for... Because I don't know what it's like auditioning for a voiceover thing. Do you just do the voices, or do you...
They happen... They're all over the place, bro. Like sometimes, like I'll give you an example. Today, I went to my house and emailed it in.
Oh,
on
like...
Friday, I... Yeah, like we're doing right now.
Yeah, like a green audition.
Yeah, they sent me the papers. I have a little studio over here, a little mic, my computer. I voice it and I email it in.
Oh, that's nice.
But on Friday, I got to go down there because they want to meet you.
Oh, so you're doing an audition for Family Guy right now?
No.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, I misunderstood. Now, you know what's interesting about Family Guy is the guy, my step uncle. He's on the show. He plays the guy in the wheelchair.
Okay.
Yeah, and he said he doesn't get paid anything, so I don't know how voiceovers work, but...
Well, it's Fox weird. Fox will nickel and dime you forever, and then all of a sudden, when they know you're not going nowhere, they toss you the check. Look at The Simpsons. The Simpsons are on the air for 20 years before they got their pay bump.
That's interesting.
That's true, yeah. So Jeff, I have a question for you. You're on a sitcom called Mr. Box Office with John Lovitz. What was that like?
Oh, you ever hung out with him?
Yeah, I got a John Lovitz story for you. I think he's kind of a weird dude.
Oh, I love the guy to death, and he's a character. It's funny because he owned that comedy club for a while.
Yeah.
And one of the managers told me, sometimes he gets mad, but his mad is hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. He got...
He's a joker on the set. He's always talking about Vivica Fox, you know, me and Vivica have sex later in the trailer.
That's pretty good.
We have a door by our trailer that we go into when we film at.
Right.
So I open the door, and before he can grab the doorknob on the other side, and he puts his eyes real big, and looks at me and says, look what the gatto drug in.
And what'd you say after that?
No, I just laughed. I mean, what can you say to that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But John knows you from stand-up, too, right?
Yeah, I didn't really know him that well until he opened his club.
Right.
And I'm really thankful for the guy because somebody behind the scenes told me he had a hand in getting me on the show. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Is that show still going on?
Yeah. It's weird, bro. Yes and no.
Yes and no.
Yes and no, because they have scripts written.
Uh-huh.
We have them in our possession, but we haven't got them.
Like you haven't filmed them.
Yeah, we haven't filmed them yet. We haven't even gotten like a call date. So I don't know though.
Oh, that's weird. Do you think it's because like there's all these like YouTube channels and stuff? They're all like taking over networks and stuff. Do you think that might have something to do with it?
It might, but Entertainment Studios does things very weird. They already have their own sponsors.
Oh.
So they're not worried about... They have big sponsors. Byron Allen over there, he's doing it. He's got Walmart, Chevy, every sponsor that me and you want.
Yeah, yeah. So
I don't know how it how it's going to work, but they've been airing. We've been filming them for 3-4 years now.
Mm-hmm. And as long as they're still airing them, that means that's good because they're in syndication, right?
Yeah, they're in syndication. They air at really weird times. For a long time, we were airing in L.A. on Channel 9, KCAL 9, mm-hmm. at 6 p.m. Now we're like, they have it. Sometimes I'll look at my DVR to count my residuals, and I'll see like 5 a.m. airtime. I'm like, all right, as long as it's airing, right?
Now, Jeff,
it's 5 a.m.
A couple years ago, you were doing a, I want to say, I don't know if it was for Netflix because I don't quite remember, but you were filming a little stand-up clips with like a whole bunch of comedians at the Ha Ha Cafe.
Oh, the Ha Ha.
Yeah, we filmed 20 of them.
I remember that.
Yeah. What kind of special was that? Was that a show you were developing? Or?
Well, basically, they're just strips of Latin comedy. There's nowhere to watch Latin comedy.
Yeah.
Where do you go to watch Latin comedy?
Mm-hmm. Nowhere. I don't.
Yeah, I mean, we had a meeting at Hulu, and I hit the search, and I hit Mex, and then these Mexican soap operas came up. And then I hit Latin, and it was like one thing came up. I'm like, what do you have for us here? What the fuck?
Yeah.
So I filmed them.
Yeah. Well,
but you know the bureaucracy of all this stuff, man. It takes forever to get anything on mm-hmm. the air, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
Like I signed to do a movie 3.5 years ago, and I'm still waiting. They said, we're going. Mm-hmm. But I'm still waiting.
Yeah. I know what it's like because I just finished writing a movie and it's taken me forever just to sell it, you know, because it's like, ugh.
And then after you sell it, you gotta wait for the lawyers to argue for about a year and a half.
Oh, that's fun.
Not looking forward to that. But my mom's a lawyer, so maybe
there you go.
She'll cut me a break.
You can hire her.
There you go. Yeah, that's cool.
It'll be a family. It'll be nepotism.
What?
Yes, where family members are helping each other out, and they don't help anybody else.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and people get very angry. Other performers, right, Jeff? Like, you know, nepotism.
Yeah. Well, he's lucky because he's a white boy. I ain't got no relative lawyers.
See?
Oh well, my mom. I'll text you my mom's number so you'll have it. So.
What are they?
Yeah.
That didn't sound right at all. But okay.
No, but you know.
I'm kidding.
Oh my. But you know what I mean.
Like white people have, oh yeah, it's cool because my mom's a lawyer. Yeah, it's cool. Mexicans are like, we don't have a lawyer, but if you need a paddle done, we'll trade.
Jeff, do you have any desire to create your own sitcom? And because I think like with your humor and you know, Latinos and stuff, you could really make a stand for that.
I'm surprised because
I tell you the truth, man, I did for a long time. But I would rather just do my a lot of comedians they shun on YouTube. But to me, YouTube is the place to go nowadays.
Yeah. Everyone is saying that.
Well, I mean, I've heard a lot of like older comedians like you know that came up with me. They're going, "Oh, YouTube, man, that's for little kids."
No.
But everybody has it. The TVs have the app now. I mean, and they sell the ads for you. Why not just go that way?
YouTube is happening.
That's true.
Patton Oswalt said.
You know, you take $50,000, you can buy 5 billboards in a certain area and just keep moving, mm-hmm. try and generate enough money to make that money from the billboards.
We just had a guest.
User views.
Jeff, we just had a guest last week that she's a YouTube star.
Oh, yeah, we did. Her name was Meredith Mason. Yeah, she's a YouTube
that's
star.
That's a good example. She's got a big following.
Yeah, but I don't think she has like 4 billboards with her name.
We had to call her and ask her.
When I say billboards, I'm saying I just thought about billboards because why not? I mean, they work.
And yeah.
You're not asking anybody to buy anything. You're just asking somebody to log on, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally understand that because it's kind of like when you have your name on a comedy club marquee, you know? You could always get more traffic with your name on it. And some clubs, you know, they'll treat, I mean, like I'm not a national headliner, you know what I mean? Like I'm a good feature, but when I headline the off nights at the Improv, you know, they won't put your name in the marquee. And it's like, you know, that's like, you could get traffic with that. You know what I mean? So I totally understand what that's like.
Well, you know, the Improv, they have very smart people that work for them. One of the smartest things they ever did was they put a big TV up there instead of just the marquee with the letters, mm-hmm. they put a TV mm-hmm. to show the guy's picture. Because mm-hmm. there's so many times You've probably gotten this millions of times too. What's the guy's name? He does a joke about the goldfish, and you know, they'll describe his whole act, but they don't know his name, they know what he looks like.
Yeah.
So now the improv is starting to put TVs of pictures of comedians. That's genius, man. It's happened so many times to me. What's the guy's name?
Jeff.
And sometimes I'll even say the guy's name, and they'll say, "Oh, that's not him." I'm like, "No, that's him."
Jeff, I have a question. Have you ever have you ever done a set like at the Improv or any other comedy club or something, and then like you go to the bathroom and you just go in a stall and you hear all their like comments and stuff, and they don't realize you're right there. You know what I mean? They're like, "Oh, Jeff Garcia was hilarious," and you're like, "Yeah." Like, have you ever had something like
that? Oh yeah, I've heard everything about me. I heard I sucked one time.
What?
You know what? That's called a shitload of compliments.
Oh,
it's so funny because for a long time we had a girl opener, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you met her, Estela Valdivia. You ever meet her?
No, I haven't.
Well, she's very good. She retired because she was a housewife for years, and she just wanted to get out of her system. I said, "Babe, you're good." So I want to be with my husband. I want to stay home. So, but she would go into the girls' bathroom after the show, and she would say, "Okay, that girl wants to be with you, Jeff. Hey, Jerry, that girl wants to be with you." And this girl thinks you're stupid, and she would tell us everything. The girls, because the girls' bathroom's like like wide open. That's like their forum.
It's the Inquirer.
That's the Inquirer. Yeah, Jeff. I first met you when you had Bruce Jingles and Eric Allegra with you.
Okay. So, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and
then came Narnia and Renee Garcia.
Yeah. But no, you know what I really like about you is, like, you're a headliner that gives a lot of guys chances and stuff. You know, you'll let people do a guest set, and you'll give them a chance to actually work. And not a lot of comedians do that, and I really appreciate that with guys like you, because it's like, you know what it's like to be one of us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
So, it's kind of...
You have to, bro.
It's kind of hard.
Yeah, for me.
Yeah. It's kind of hard because, like, it's like... Like, for example, when you were starting doing comedy, who was that one comic you always looked up to? And then, like if you ever asked him for work and stuff, and then he... Did he ever give you a chance? Or did... Like, who was the first guy who actually gave you a chance in comedy?
It had to be Mencia.
Carlos Mencia?
Yeah, but it was like a weird thing because we had the same manager. So I don't know if it was Carlos saying, "Hey, I'm going to give this kid a chance," or my manager saying, "Hey, I'm getting you all this work. Mm-hmm. Take this kid out to work."
Yeah.
And it's funny, too, because Lopez got mad at me because I went to work with Mencia.
I heard he gets mad at everyone who works with Mencia.
Oh. And I'm like, "Hey, man, you never called me for work. Call me for work. I'll work with you."
But no, that's interesting.
Man, that's like CBS getting mad at you because you have a show on NBC. Well, fuck, sign the check.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's weird because, like, if you have a show on one channel and then you do, like, a guest set on another channel, because I know Spade and Andy Dick did that a couple times. I know that the networks got mad at them for doing that. It's like...
Yeah,
it's,
but that wasn't because of the networks. It was because of the production company.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it wasn't the networks caring. They don't care. They're networks, bro. Come on.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't think they would care, but maybe if you're big names like those guys, maybe they'd frown upon it.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing. That's what I heard, like, on the, like, the low, but I don't know. I don't know those cats, so. I know, I've talked to Spade, and I talked to Dick, but I've never, like, really hung out, like, at their pad or some shit like that. What I heard on the down.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing everything you hear on the down low these days, you know? It's like, yeah. Well, Jeff, we have one more question, because... First of all, I just want to say thank you so much for doing it, because I know that you texted me earlier today and you said you weren't feeling that well. So
no, I'm not. And plus, Tuesday is my like, I promised my kids I'm not doing shit on Tuesday.
Yeah,
and I've been like, I got to have at least one stop. Because sometimes, like, I'll get an audition at 3:00 and they get home from school and they'll be here, and I won't get back till 6-7. I didn't have time for them, so I always say Tuesdays is their day. So
yeah, and I really, really appreciate it, because I've been wanting to have you do the show for a while, and you always said you'd do it, but I guess it just never worked out until tonight. So I appreciate you taking time, man. I really do.
Nah, man. I want to go down there and kick it.
But, yeah, man. We want to have you back.
Yeah, we will have you back, because we like the full hour, you know. But
definitely. I'll show up.
All right. Last question I have is, when you're doing, because I've seen you do stand-up multiple times, so is Alan Lee, and it always seems like each set you do is a new set.
I love that.
And the thing is, like, the question I have about your writing style. Like, do you write the jokes while you're on stage, or do you write them on pen and paper before you go up? Like, what's your writing mind style?
No, I went through three phases. I started writing my jokes on paper, and then I started writing them on stage, and then writing them after I got off on paper, just to make sure I remembered them. And now I don't write them on paper at all.
Yeah.
The only time I use paper is when I'm like I'm doing a showcase or a special.
Uh-huh.
And I have to organize an hour, then I'll write them on paper. But now I don't. I just, man, you'll get there, man. It's like, you do it for so long, it's just second nature.
Yeah, it just happens.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And everything's funny. I mean, everything's funny. I'm looking around my room right now. I'm sitting in my bedroom. I'm looking at this Cy Young. What is this? A Cy Young pin, the Dodgers giveaway, because Mexicans get happy about everything if it's free. and this pin probably cost him like 4 cents, but this is Mexican that has it like on his wall, like it's like the greatest thing on the planet. See, everything, Jesus, all you gotta do is look around. Everything's funny.
Well,
I like that.
Well, Jeff, Alan, you have anything else you want to ask Jeff before he goes?
I'm glad that you asked Jeff his process, because I saw him years ago at the Laugh Factory, and I kind of followed him because, quite frankly, I was studying him. Because what I liked, and I saw him at the Ice House, and both times he was very, very improvisational. And, you know, he would be up there, and it was like he wasn't, there were no jokes memorized. And he was just doing a flow, you know, like a stream of consciousness, which appealed to me very much because I'm a little bit lazy. And I said, no, that's, you know, like he says, it comes to you, the funniness. You know, yeah. Jeff?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh. Jeff's just agreeing with you.
I just said, yeah, I'm
well,
no, I got to put the phone. I got to put the phone way up to my ear because he's far away.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I know. It's just
Jeff, basically, he said what I feel and everyone else feels is you're a true comics comic, and mm-hmm. you're just amazing to watch live. And
you know,
so.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right, Jeff. Well, we want to respect your time and get back with your kids. Feel better. Thanks so much
better.
For
Have
the phone interview,
evening,
pal.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, you got it, man. Next time, if you guys move to Wednesday, I'm there for sure, man. I'll stay for 2 hours.
Oh, great.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. You're
right.
Awesome,
buddy. You buy the beer, Reza.
I will, Val.
All right, guys. Take care, man. Thanks
take
a lot
care,
for
man.
Having me.
All right. Thank thanks,
you.
Jeff.
That's great.
You got it.
Bye. That was awesome.
No,
man.
It was great. But I did meet. I hope that I was clear on that.
No,
could you hear me?
You were clear.
You know, sometimes I'm not talking. You know, because I've got that creepy voice.
No, you were clear.
No, thank you. But I mean, we were making the same point.
Yeah.
You know, we've had a great season.
Yeah. But before we talk about the season, we just want to say, guys, thank you so much for listening, Jeff Garcia. You know, sometimes these guys are busy, and Jeff had a lot on his plate, and the fact that he took time to do it,
yeah,
because he committed to it a month ago, and then he forgot it was on a Tuesday, like
yeah,
he said.
Sure.
But he still did it, and he was sick, and
these
he had
guys
his kids.
Are great.
So you know,
he's great.
That's just awesome, man. Maz Jabroni did the same thing. He was committed, but he forgot soccer.
Yeah.
So you know, you gotta give it up for real
these are busy
class
people.
Guys,
and
you know
they,
what I
mean? They come in and they commit. They work their schedules in with us.
Yeah. And I think I should mention our sponsors one more time because I kind of had to rush it things changed.
No. This is a great new sponsor.
Yeah, this is a great new sponsor. Oh. She's actually my friend.
Uh-huh.
She shops at the grocery store that I work at.
In what city? That's on Orange County?
I can't tell you.
Oh, sorry.
I do have hardcore fans, and I don't need people to know where I
no, you
do
know,
my
that,
day job. Alan,
that could lead to stalking.
Yeah. But gourmet gift could
what? No, if they know where you are and they're a fan. Let's say they're like freaked out and they start following into the parking lot and stuff.
That's happened to me after like shows and stuff. Yeah. It's weird.
But if you like who's stalking you, though, I've noticed you don't complain.
I don't complain for the first month, and then after that, I'm like, this is weird. But we should definitely talk about stalkers because I got a lot of stalking stories. But a gourmet gift connection is a solution to gourmet gift giving. Gourmet Gift Connection offers customized gourmet gift boxes, and gift baskets, and more. And they'll impress your clients and your recipes. That's pretty interesting.
I like that.
Did you know?
Gourmet Connections.
Yeah. They specialize in creating corporate gifts and work around your budget. That's cool.
So they tailor fit these baskets, which we all like.
Yeah.
You know, so they get fruit baskets. And
they work around your budget.
Yeah.
Well, that's so, like, if you don't have a huge budget, like you have $5, they'll work around it.
But it's corporate, though.
It just says they work. So they'll be like, okay, we'll do it for $4.
Are you looking to get a basket?
No. I'm just reading what.
But I mean, it's okay if you do get a basket. Yeah. I'm not against that.
Now, you want a basket?
It depends on what. I like cheese.
Well, let's.
You don't like cheese, though, because you have a different deal on that.
Because I'm fat?
No. I said you have a different diet.
Oh, okay.
You like different foods.
Right.
Like burgers and fries
in
the basket.
I got to finish the sponsors.
Please do.
Okay. Alan Lee is trying to flirt with me.
Please. Not that again.
Gourmet Gift Connection sources products that are high-end and of the highest quality. They also offer healthy and wholesome options such as gluten-free and organic.
Organic.
That's pretty good.
Sounds good to me.
Because a lot of people have a thing with gluten nowadays. Yeah,
allergies.
A lot of people like the organic stuff nowadays. You ever notice that?
Yeah, people are afraid of those GMOs.
Yeah. They also support the best local products. My favorite... Oh, I think I'm supposed to sell that line. My favorite is the granola and the toffee and the figs and the olives.
Ouch.
Yeah.
That sounds very good.
Alan Lee, you told me your favorite was the fruit squares and the toffee.
I do like both of those, quite frankly.
And you could get them all from Orange County.
You weren't supposed to say where you...
No. It says I was supposed to read this whole thing earlier, but we had to get Jeff on the phone. So I'm giving a little for the butt.
I want to. The OC...
I'm not done yet. I got more.
Keep going.
Okay. Gourmet Gift Connections offers delivery services, and they ship nationality and worldwide. Yeah. That is actually pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Because that's like a FedEx for gourmet baskets.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. How about Mother's Day? I know you're big on Mother's Day. We're both are.
Well, yeah. We gotta get people to buy these gift baskets because the holidays are
Valentine's.
Coming. Valentine's, but at Thanksgiving?
People
buy baskets for Thanksgiving.
I never have.
Really?
No.
I do. Black Friday?
Oh, you mean like when you go out to like Target?
Yes! These are gift baskets.
That's good.
Christmas?
Yeah. No, Christmas.
Right?
I see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve?
Mm-hmm. What about baseball? Like, what's your team?
There's nothing like on New Year's Eve. Yeah. There's nothing like getting a nice gourmet basket of cookies and almonds and toffee.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's you know, what about Super Bowl?
Super Bowl?
You do that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Instead of chips, you get the toffee, you get the
fruit
cookies,
squares.
The fruit squares. Mm-hmm. And you know where you could get them, Alan Lee?
You're making me hungry.
Yeah, you could get them at Gourmet Gift Connections.
.com. GourmetGiftConnections.com. Sounds good to me.
And you could also direct contact the president of this thing.
Ah.
Her name is Lydia Jinks.
You sure?
Lydia Jinks.
Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia Jinks. I know her name. It's one of those names where like it's like a
there is a Lydia, like it's in like in mythology.
And her email is sales@gourmetgiftconnection.com.
Yeah, you go.
You could email her and she'll send you a gift basket if you send her money. It's a great idea.
I think
especially it right around now because the first holiday is Halloween.
It might work.
Right. Because I'd rather have cookies than candy.
So all you folks out there, go to the site, Gourmet Gift Connections, and chow down. Send it to a loved one. Send it to maybe even a grieved one. Send it to someone that you care about. Right, Keith?
Yeah. We should get one for Jeff. Since he's sick.
Like a feel better.
Yeah.
Is it in our budget?
No. But they'll work around the budget.
Oh, they'll work around it. Excuse me. There you go.
Excellent. All right, guys. Well, I wanted to... It's kind of interesting that Jeff had to leave early because we had these reviews about the show that we should rate on iTunes. And if you're a fan of the show, this is really, really important. You need to subscribe to the iTunes and write down rate us and reviews and
please
stuff.
Please do.
I mean, everyone wants the like the five stars and all that stuff. We actually want real, honest feedback so we can improve. You know what I mean? I hate it when people say, oh, rate my show, give us five stars.
No. With it's nothing, like, they don't say anything.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I mean, negative comments suck, but I mean, at least we'll know how to improve it.
Well, you know, they can pick their favorite comics through the seasons and say they, you know, and pick their shows and tell us about it.
Right. Okay, so we have six reviews, and I'm going to read them to you, Alan Lee.
Okay, once you do, please.
All right. The first one is by actually producer Ron Jammin. Mm-hmm. I think he wrote this before he became a producer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But he said, host Keith Reza is sexy.
Ooh. You kidding?
No, I am kidding. He said, host Keith Reza and co-host Alan Lee are excellent radio talk show hosts.
He's so nice.
Both have a comedic background.
Oh.
Engage in very intriguing conversations mm-hmm. with their guests mm-hmm. each week.
Mm-hmm.
Never ever feel scripted.
Because it's not.
It's not scripted. No. As you can tell from my gourmet,
you can tell it's weird.
From my cell, I'm not scripted. No. You'll laugh, you'll learn, and you'll appreciate the world of stand-up comedy even more.
I hope so.
Yeah, that was from Ron Jammin.
All right, Ron, thank you for the
this up. One.
Thumbs up.
This one is awesome. Catch this podcast from Tim Lee, or AKA Uncle Timmy.
Tim Lee. There's no real. I'm not related to anybody.
No, neither am I.
Well, you think that I?
No. I'm just saying.
I don't know this person.
What I'm saying is it'd be weird to have an Uncle Timmy. You don't think so?
You know what I'm trying to think. Uncle
it's
Timmy.
It's like, hey, wow, what do you want for Christmas?
No, come on. This is a nice guy. Don't do that.
No. I'm just saying. Timmy. He's a nice guy. Okay. Keith Reza is one of the best up-and-coming comedians mm-hmm. in Southern California.
Mm.
He brings his knowledge to comedy history and a sharp wit always to a very funny podcast.
There you go.
If you're a fan of stand-up comedy, you should listen to this. Keith and Alan are always a riot.
Oh.
And Alan is sexy.
No, is that? Could I read that?
Yeah, you could read after a show.
I like that.
Yeah. I'm kind of bummed.
This is Uncle Timmy?
Yeah.
Uncle Timmy thinks I'm sexy?
Yeah.
I don't know if I like that.
Okay. This one's short.
Yeah.
Reza Riffs.
Mm-hmm.
Reza Riffs is hilarious and interesting. This is what a podcast should be about.
I like when they use hilarious.
And that was from LazyBoy949.
Nice, LazyBoy.
I like that review, LazyBoy. Yeah. You know why I like it, LazyBoy? Because it was only one sentence and it was pretty lazy. Straight to the point.
There, that's why he's lazy boy. But
lazy boy.
But hilarious is a long word. It's hilarious.
Okay, this is the last review, and then we'll talk about the season.
Is this a bad one?
No, we don't have any bad ones.
I'm saying. I thought you would throw in a bad one just to give.
Why would I throw in a bad one?
Give a contrast.
I said if you don't like the show, give us a bad one, but okay. I think everyone likes the show.
Beautiful, because there's haters out there.
Haters, waiters.
Remember we talked about trolls?
Yeah. But haters are waiters. You ever notice that?
They are in different restaurants.
No. They're waiters in life because they're just serving you crap.
They're just serving you crap. But the ones who are haters are waiting tables. They don't get any work in this town, in L.A.
Yeah, I'm going to read this review since you're confusing me. Reza Riffs is funny, entertaining, and simply great.
Yeah.
Recently listened to Reza Riffs. Mm-hmm. It was great. Very entertaining. Mr. Reza and Mr. Lee, I like how they call us Mr.
They're
so proper.
This is nice.
They work well together.
Ooh.
Their back and forth is so natural. You could tell they really know how to read each other. I look forward to listening to the other interviews. The comedians that they have interviewed have been great. If it wasn't interesting, I would not listen. And that's a fact, Jack.
Ooh.
Ooh. He's quoting something.
Wow, I like that. That's a fact, Jack.
I definitely laughed. Yeah. I chuckled. And if you're ever in the mood to listen to a place if you're ever in the mood to listen to funny people mm-hmm. conversation, Reza Riffs is a great place to be. I look forward to future podcasts with Keith and Alan Lee.
And we're all available on iTunes.
On iTunes.
SoundCloud.
SoundCloud.
And they will keep us up. What did you just tell us?
Oh, yeah, they keep us up on the thing.
So, yeah.
But it's very important to rate and review on iTunes.
We appreciate it.
Because, like, you know how Jeff was saying YouTube is a big deal?
Yeah.
If you have a podcast, iTunes is a big deal.
Yeah.
So rate and review us. And now let's just go over a quick glimpse of the season, who we've had. And then we'll mention our sponsors one more time. And then we'll say good night. Unless Alan Lee has anything.
See you next season.
See you next season. All right. So we started the season off with another co-host, and she went on to a different project. But we started the season off with Ian Bagg.
I like that one.
Ian Bagg was hilarious.
He was fabulous.
Yeah, his crowd work was just amazing and great. And then we went with Alan Steven, who wrote Roseanne, and I shared the Roseanne Hates Me story. Mm-hmm. And interesting or not, Roseanne followed me back on Twitter.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I think Alan Steven had something to do with that.
Yeah, and you know, we ended up going back, or I did actually, to a an anniversary at the world-famous comedy store, because Alan Stevens was one of our classic guests, what we call the classic comedy store originals.
Yes, he was.
Argus Hamilton.
Yeah, yeah. Then we had Brian Scolaro, and that was fun. Then we had Laura Turner, and Laura Turner was awesome.
I thought that was an amazing experience, because, you know, there we had...
That was great.
Yes.
Because that was our female guest, and that was cool.
And she was the wife of our...
Of Ralphie, yeah. I don't want to mention that, because I got a lot of
Ralphie,
Twitter hit.
Ralphie, yeah.
But, yeah. But that was awesome. Then we had Bobby Collins, who was your hero.
Oh, man. I couldn't believe
it. You were, like, jumping in joys on that one.
I was gaga, only because...
You were gaga.
He's from back east, and I never saw him. I mean, I grew up just, we left New York when I was very young.
Right.
When I was a child, actually, 6 years old. So obviously, when I was 6 years old, I couldn't go see Bobby Collins, because, you know, there's liquor.
But you talked to him for an hour.
Yeah, that's what's funny. I'm on the opposite coast, and we got to talk to him.
And then we had Jerry Bidnoff. That was a great episode.
You know what? That was a party.
That was fun, man. Because I like dark jokes, and he had nothing but dark jokes.
He had some very, very,
holy
very
Lord.
Dark blue stuff. But, you know, he was like, you know, some of these in the studio people, unless you were here, and unless we did these on video, you couldn't see it was like a party.
Yeah, that was one you needed to see him on the video. Yeah, I agree.
So there you go.
Then we had Willie Barcina, who was that guy was interesting, wasn't he?
Yeah, I got to speak with him later, you know, and contacted him.
Yeah, I loved Willie, man. Such a nice guy, man.
He was very supportive, you know.
Of the podcast.
Yeah, well, I mean, even after when I called him, he, you know, he gave me some little tips and said, you know, Alan, this and that. You know.
Yeah.
I was very happy.
Yeah. I liked it, too. And then we had Ashley Bornanson.
Another party.
Yeah, that was fun.
For me, that was almost like a date.
Yeah, because you were actually trying to...
No. I said it was like a date.
Oh, it was like a date.
You know, a blind date.
Right.
But we just happened. The chemistry was there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, she didn't know it was a blind date.
No, not at all. She thought it was an interview. Yeah. Then we had Sean Weiss.
You know what? That was a party.
That was fun.
And it became... Remember what happened? Go on, you tell the
audience. Okay, what happened was Sean Weiss missed his bus, and Alan Lee had to pick him up. Alan was driving, apparently, like Speed Racer in my car.
We call it Secret Agent 007.
But I know how you drive.
Yeah.
So I believe him.
Yeah. He referred to me like driving like a secret agent.
Then we had Maz Jabroni. That was awesome. Maz was a very nice guy.
Took
time out. He talked to us while his son was playing soccer.
Yeah.
So that means for 1 hour, he loved us more than his son.
You know what? You could say that.
I did say that. Then we had Billy Crank. Holy Lord, that was fun.
You know what? That was amazing because... Both of us were not quite familiar with Billy Crank's work.
Yeah, but now I'm like the biggest Billy Crank fan.
Oh, now we're cranksters.
Yeah, we're cranksters.
Because tell them about Billy Crank. Billy Crank, you know, is the embodiment of what's wrong with me? The famous...
All questions must be handwritten. Anyway.
Look at that. Look at this. This is my partner here. Not even helping me.
It was Ernest.
Thank you.
I'm trying to move up because we have to mention the sponsors before we go one more time.
Oh, you're washing the clock.
Yeah.
You're very good at that.
Raise the riffs, baby. Then we had Brody Stevens. That was 100% awesome.
Oh, my God.
Positive energy.
Positive energy. You know that,
you know why I liked that one? Because you took a picture of him, and he flipped.
Yeah, you like to see people. No, see, the thing is, I'm such a fan.
He was very positive about it.
Wonderful. Yeah. Because what happened right here in Van Nuys, just around the corner here by the Gelsons,
right.
He was standing at the Starbucks looking at his cell phone, and I was in a car with my friend. And I go, my God, there's Brody. So we parked the car, jumped out. I ran up to Brody Stevens while he's looking at drinking a Starbucks. And I said, Brody, I know this seems awkward, but could I interrupt you while you're drinking your coffee and trying to get booked? And he looked at me and said, oh, my God, I know you're from the Comedy Store. Be on our show, please. And you know what he said? I'll think about it.
And he ended up doing it.
Yeah.
High five, Alan
Thank
Lee.
You.
Boom.
Boom. Bam. Booyah.
And then...
wonderful guy.
And then we had Michael Gabriel. That was interesting.
That was very interesting.
Yeah, that was actually one of my most favorite interesting ones because... it was that was a
well,
very
the book
was interesting.
It was about the assassination
of
Martin Luther King.
No, it was not about. It was the assassination of James Earl Ray,
James Earl Ray
killed Martin Luther King.
Yeah, so it was.
But it was evidence saying that maybe he didn't do it. It was a great book.
Yeah.
And then we had Meredith Masony, who's a YouTube star and owns a blog called That's Inappropriate.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. Mm-hmm. And then tonight we had Jeff Garcia. Which all of you guys know from the interview, it was one hilarious.
Yeah.
We love Jeff.
He's a great guy.
Now, we should mention our sponsors one more time. I forgot to mention that they have an Instagram and a Facebook, and their website is coming soon.
Gourmet
Gift Giving website is coming soon, but they are on Instagram. And they are on the Facebook.
GourmetGiftConnections.com.
It's coming soon.
It's coming soon.
So I think we told the folks to go to that, but
it's not
coming.
Up yet.
It's not up yet. It's coming soon.
Okay.
So by the time they listen to this, they could be like, oh my God, coming soon.
Sure.
But if it's not there, you could go on their Instagram and on their Facebook.
Yeah. And this episode will be repeating, you know.
Yeah,
it
will be.
If you want to hear it on LA Radio.
Yeah, but we're going to sell them one more time because. They're awesome.
Yeah, they sound. I like them.
Yeah, and then I will say our goodbyes, and I'll tell you a joke I heard that I think you'll like. Gourmet Gift Connection is a solution to gourmet gift giving. Gourmet Gift Connections offers customized gourmet gift boxes, gift baskets, and more that will impress your clients and your recipes. They specialize in creating corporate gifts and work around your budget. Gourmet Gift Connection sources products that are high-end and of the highest quality. They also offer healthy and wholesome options such as gluten-free and organic. They also support the best of local products. My favorites are the granola, the toffee, and let's not forget Alan Lee's favorites, the fruit squares. Gourmet Gift Connection offers delivery services, and they ship nationally and worldwide. For more information or to set up an appointment and receive free samples, free samples or to view photos, contact them. You can visit them on Facebook and Instagram under the name Gourmet Gift Connection. Okay. And their website, GourmetGiftConnection.com, is coming soon. Please contact the president owner of the company, Lydia Jinks, at sales@GourmetGiftConnection.com.
There you go. And they're on Facebook?
And they're on Facebook and Instagram, and they sponsored Razor Riffs with Jeff Garcia.
Fantastic.
Excellent. Now, Alan Lee, we only have about 5 minutes. What are your plans until we come back?
Well, I'm going to have a nice, relaxed...
Coffee.
And then I want to go to Las Vegas, and we've talked about this. There's a number of places that I would like to stay. And unfortunately, I can't.
I'm doing Vegas in March with Jeremy Hotz. Come with us.
I will.
Oh, speaking of that, I'm doing the San Jose Improv with Jeremy Hotz in November.
There you go.
So.
Do you know the way to San Jose? Da-da-da-da-da. You don't remember that song?
No, but I hope my pilot knows the way.
He better. Or she better. I don't know. Or you better. Or the... you know, whatever. But you're going to get there.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Have you been up there before? I thought you went up north.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was us. It was below San Jose.
I've been in San Francisco.
Was Ace Comics? Was it a contest? And Steven? And,
oh, no. Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah.
That was Tommy T's in Pleasanton.
There you go. Pleasanton.
Yeah. Pleasanton. That was a funny story. Yeah. Did I ever tell you that story?
You told me.
It's a story for another time.
There you go. Next season.
Save but it. I wanted to leave the season on our favorite jokes. What is your favorite joke? And you don't have to know who wrote it. I want to know Alan Lee's favorite joke, and then I will leave on my favorite joke.
It's kind of a dark one from Sam Kinison. So, I mean, I know parts of it, but even if you say,
do you know 100% the joke?
I know parts of it, but if you know parts of it,
okay. What is your favorite 100% joke you know?
You know, that's a hard one. From a comic, just bam, right out of this, See, I'd have to look that up. It would be, you know, there's so many parts to so many jokes,
right?
And I know you have your whole archive of favorites.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't quite have that archive on me.
Right.
But I know you have it somewhere in your mind.
All right.
So you go first.
Me go first?
Well, you're the one who's got the archive jokes.
But I have to close the show, Razor Riffs.
So my favorite joke, like I said, this is part.
Okay. This is part of Sam Kinison's.
Sam Kinison said that he watches TV on Sunday. You see these commercials. The kid is starving out there in the middle of the desert. It's really sad. It's really tough. But if you're out in the middle of the desert, have a little common sense and move closer to a grocery store. It's, you know, he does it with the same. You have to do Sam Kinison's voice.
Yeah. Hey, dude.
Dude, no.
That's my impression of Alan Lee.
But I thought it was darkly funny.
Oh no, that's a great joke. I thought just because I didn't laugh. I keep in mind I watched Kinison growing up, so I know it's funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So Alan Lee, where can the folks at home reach you? Like if they want to talk to you, Twitter or Facebook?
Facebook is the best deal. If you're on Facebook, hammer me. I respond to Facebook requests, messages, likes. I respond like crazy on Facebook. I love Facebook.
And speaking of likes, the folks at home should take a moment and like our Facebook page, Razor Riffs, so we could get more likes. And then they should take a moment and go on the iTunes and write a review and comment.
Sure.
Then they should take a moment and get a gourmet gift
coupon
thing. What's it called? Gourmet Gift
Connections.
I was going to say connections, but then you threw me off a coupon.
No, I'm just saying that we hope one day that we will be able to fund coupons for our guests and all the people that like us
to get a gourmet gift.
Mm-hmm.
Because my favorite is the toffee, and your favorite is the
Fruit squares.
Fruit squares. I love it. We're great actors.
Oh, that's amazing. And it's so synchronized. You know?
I know. And we just got the script like 20 minutes ago.
Well, that's what acting's all about.
Yeah. We feed off each other like Uncle Timmy says.
Boom.
Yeah.
Oh, Uncle Timmy.
All right, guys. You could like the fan page. We also have a Twitter at Razor Riffs. Like me, Keith Reza, K-E-I.
Keith will be performing very soon.
With Jeremy Hotz.
In Northern California, San Jose.
Yeah, and then we're doing Vegas in March. And
I'll be going to Vegas with him.
It'll be a rage fest.
Yeah. You were going to have me do a couple of jokes on stage.
I'm trying, because I headline the off nights. So I'm trying to get you to,
just like he was talking to Jeff about how comics help the ones, you know, that are struggling like me. And so you're going to do that.
Oh, you're awesome, pal. I always said I'd take care of you, Alan.
I know that.
It's just hard because, like, I think I want it to be now.
This is like a bromance.
But like Jeff, you know, 30 years it took him. You know what I mean? So we'll see.
30 years?
Yeah, he started in 90.
But we're going to Las Vegas.
It's
not 30 years, dude.
No. I'm just saying, Jeff worked hard. That's what I'm saying.
You weren't implying that it would take 30 years.
No, I hope not, but you never know.
Dude, that's kind of hard.
Yeah. Anyways, I got to finish the show, Alan Lee. Okay. I know.
Usually we wait for Sam to kick us out. Is that him now?
Yeah, he just kicked us out. All right, guys, so like the show on Facebook, iTunes, and I told you guys I will leave you guys on a joke, so here's the joke. A guy is sitting on... my dad told me this joke the other night, and I don't know who wrote, but obviously it's a joke in a joke book. All right. A guy is sitting on the couch, right? And he hears a knock and a doorbell ring, right? So he gets up and he opens the door and he doesn't see anything. But he looks on the ground and he sees a snail. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh my God, I got to get rid of this snail before it dies. So he picks up the snail and he throws it into the garden. He shuts the door, goes back to watching TV. 3 months go by and there's a ring at the door. And he opens it. He sees the snail again. He's like, oh my God, what's the snail doing here? He's going to die if I leave him here. So he picks it up and he throws it in the yard. Goes back watching TV. 3 months later, the doorbell rings. The guy goes up. He answers it. Doesn't see anybody, but he sees the snail. And the snail's like, what the hell is your problem?
That's funny.
It's funny because snails don't talk, Alan Lee.
I know, it's hilarious.
All right, guys, watch the show, rate the show, pick up your gourmet gift certificate, and follow Jeff Garcia, and shout out to producer Ron Jammin and everyone who helped with the show.
Sam Hassan here.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
At LA Radio, we love you.
And we'll see you guys next year.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Razor Riffs with Keith Razor and Alan Lee. Right here on LA Talking to Razor Riffs with Keith Razor and Alan Lee. Right here on LA Talk Radio.